Next, we hear youth from Toronto's Network Community Group discussing challenges kids in care face when dealing with a learning disability.
Because we have a convention that sort of speaks about education, but in the numbers, they say there's not a lot of young people who are in care who are, you know, graduating, going to post-secondary school, right? Yeah.
Well, I think, like, for being in care, like education is important, but compared to other problems that a kid in care might face, education's not really that important. So, like, I don't know, like, I don't really think, because if you're fighting to have a house, if you're fighting to family issues at home, if you have your own behavioral issues, school is important, yes, but you don't really realize it because there's so many other things that are so important in your life that you don't really care about the school.
Like surviving. Again, not being in a stable environment, so not having a home per se, and always being moved from various foster homes was very difficult for me. It was extremely difficult for me to focus in school. It had a huge impact on my education because of all the social issues I was facing at home. It turned out like I developed a literacy issue because you're not doing your homework, you're not paying attention in class, you're constantly zoned out, and you're, you know, focused on your personal life, where education, not that it's not important to me and that I didn't have high aspirations as a child, but it was almost as though there were other barriers in front of me that superseded the educational component at the time.
Where are my rights? My name is Yesenia. I am 17 years old. I have a personal experience with CAS. I was raised in the system from a very young age, and my experience was very confusing. Being moved because the right people didn't know how to deal with the issues I faced every day. Being highly medicated at a young age with no idea about the rights I had. I lived a very unhappy life. When I talk about the system, I think of kids not being given the right treatment. Kids don't know they have rights. There is no reasons why we shouldn't know about them. There needs to be the right type of people to work with these children and youth who come into care so they could lead a better life. We need people who care enough about us so our rights are known. We shouldn't be threatened by our workers saying they don't need to help us or give us 1 cent. Where are my rights? Youth should be given the opportunity to expand their knowledge about their rights, create more available resources, workshops, and youth get-togethers to fill the major gaps within the system. I'm only one of thousands of children who are being tampered with. I found my life more in control when I knew about these rights. Even at my age now, I'm still asking, where are my rights? Even though it's not the best situation, I'm here today to say that I have rights and I want them, and it shouldn't be this hard to live a peaceful life.
Welcome back. You just heard Yesenia's story of how her needs were not considered or even taken seriously.
I mean, I've done well with my life since I left CAS a couple years ago, and I'm very proud of my accomplishments. We still encounter difficulties, and I think, you know, it's all part of us being normal, you know, and human. Because now in my everyday life, I don't like prescriptions anymore because I know the effect they had on me. I felt like everything could be cured.
Do you understand how much anxiety I have in my life? Like days where I cannot leave my house because I'll have an anxiety attack. My heart's racing 100.
They give you medications when you're freaking out. Give medication to calm you down.